From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Patrick Brenner and Paul Gessing with the Rio Grande Foundation, a conservative watchdog agency out of Rio Rancho, were in Hobbs on Thursday at the Republican Party headquarters, and they addressed about 40 party supporters about the controversial critical race theory. Paul Gessing, president of the foundation, says,
critical race theory is a radical theory that essentially says that America's institutions, from the Declaration to the Constitution to Congress to the police, are all racist and they need to be undermined.
And he adds that
any district is necessarily teaching whole cloth CRT. It's that CRT is infiltrating and influencing our teaching in the classroom.
In separate interviews on Thursday, three of the four candidates running for the Lovington School Board were asked about whether they supported implementing CRT in their school district. Position 5 incumbent Greg Maxey expressed,
I'm not for CRT, and I've rejected it as a part of local control. As a school board member, that if I'm elected and returned to office, we will maintain local control that represents the community of Lovington and the values of Lovington.
Maxey's opponent, former educator Bradley Bishop, says he's researching what CRT is.
Done some research on it myself and trying to find a non-biased opinion on exactly what it is, you know what I mean? The media sometimes blows everything out of proportion, and have an accurate, I guess, opinion or factual opinion on what it actually is, you know? How it affects our students and classroom teachers and staff, just everybody is in general.
Mara Salcido, the position 4 incumbent, explains her thoughts on CRT.
I will support a curriculum that aligns with our community benchmarks and standards. Currently as proposed, CRT does not align with our benchmarks and our standards. We should be following our community benchmarks.
Andrea Lynn Gonzalez, Salcido's opponent, is ill and could not be interviewed, but in previous conversations with her, she opposes CRT. And Dale Dunlop, who is the position 2 school member, is running unopposed. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.